This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. When Kate Bingaman Burt was a college student, there weren't any online apps to teach her financial literacy. And like many young people, she fell into credit card debt. But she came up with a unique way to get control of her budget. She started meticulously drawing all of her credit card statements by hand until they were paid off. And much of the money to pay off those bills came from Kate's art about consumerism. For 2 years, she photographed everything she bought. Then in 2006, she started drawing something she purchased every day. Many of those drawings are collected in Kate's most recent book, Obsessive Consumption, What Did I Buy Today? Kate Bingaman Burt joins us now from Portland. Kate, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Tell us how you originally came to draw your credit card statements. What made you think of it?
This was the fall of 2004, and I had just graduated from graduate school, and I had just spent the past 28 months photo documenting everything that I had purchased and sharing it online. I was kind of this person who was very transparent with their purchases and very open with the things that she was purchasing. But then the flip side of that was that I had $25,000 of credit card debt that I wasn't telling anyone about, and it was making me ill. And so I found myself with another monthly round of these machine-generated credit card statements that looked like no human had looked at them, touched them. It was just kind of these statements of doom, essentially. And I felt absolutely powerless. In the process of trying to figure out what to do, I was also calling credit card companies trying to get my APR lowered because it was ridiculously high. I found that even though I was talking to a person, they were still reading from a script that had been automated, and I couldn't have a real personal conversation that was specific to my needs. I felt like I also wanted to draw these credit card statements with black pen, my shaky hand, and the replications of these credit card statements. I tried to humanize them a little bit more. And also, it was part kind of like writing on a chalkboard in class, like, I will not talk in class. I will not talk in class. I was kind of punishing myself a little bit, too. It was kind of a dark place.
Well, what I love about the drawings, you do see the shaky line. You see almost that anxiety about debt, but they're also very childlike, and it highlights the vulnerability you feel as someone who is in debt.
It's true. I feel like I made a lot of really stupid childlike decisions by being so far in debt.
So how did the process of drawing your credit card statements evolve into drawing something that you buy every day?
I really like elevating mundane things. Everyone kind of buys the same things and kind of buys boring stuff. So
there are things like scotch tape.
Yeah. And so I'm just trying to kind of, again, infuse a little bit of personality into these everyday items that we might take for granted.
Well, your book, Obsessive Consumption, has some blank pages that allow people to insert their own drawings of their stuff. What have people told you about how using your method has changed their spending habits?
They like it because it makes them, and this is the same reasons that I like doing it too, where it makes you more mindful of the everyday objects that you're purchasing. And also, if you keep doing it for over an extended period of time, at the end, you have this really kind of huge archive of these little snippets of your everyday life. It's a really good indication that little things add up to a lot. Other people have told me that they feel like it's a time where they can just kind of sit down at the end of the day and just kind of reflect upon what were the things that they purchased that day. What was the object that they felt like was a good purchase or was a bad purchase? And again, it turns into almost like this meditative process in a way.
Kate Bingaman Burt is a visual artist based in Portland, Oregon. Her latest book is called Obsessive Consumption, What Did I Buy Today? And Kate, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much.